As a proud supporter of UNC and Chapel Hill, Wells Fargo is excited to present Focus Carolina, an exclusive program featuring faculty, administration, and staff in partnership with the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
An award-winning teacher, Lisa Broom is director of the UNC School of Law's Center for Banking and Finance. She also heads the school's Director Diversity Initiative, which works to increase gender, racial, and ethnic diversity on corporate boards of directors.
One of Professor Broom's passions is to help qualified women and people of color find positions on the boards of corporations.
We've been working on that since about 2003, and it's an interesting story about how that got started. Henry Frey, who was the retired Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court and the first African American to serve in that position, and Tom Ross, who was then the executive director of the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation and, of course, later president of the UNC system, came to the law school and said they would like the law school to provide some leadership around director diversity. Both of those gentlemen are UNC Law School graduates, so that's why they thought that we might be in a position to do that. I had already been working through the Center for Banking and Finance on something with the North Carolina Commissioner of Banks Office called the North Carolina Bank Directors College, where we provide training to directors of banks. And as part of that effort, we had been trying to identify women and people of color who might be good bank directors, invite them to that program in order to have the opportunity to learn more about what that would be like and to start forming networks with existing bank directors. And that had been a very successful way of getting more diversity on bank boards. So the dean asked me if I would like to work on this initiative as well, and I said yes. So we are focused not just on bank boards, but all corporate boards. Many people who serve on boards are rotating off of their day job and are in retirement and have the opportunity and the time now to spend significant time on serving on several corporate boards and using their experience to help other companies benefit from that. But many companies want people who are still active in their business roles to serve on corporate boards to bring the most current information into the boardroom and to help that company's board be the best it possibly can be. For instance, people who know stuff about cybersecurity are high in demand on corporate boards to have that kind of expertise in the corporate boardroom.
The Director Diversity Initiative measures boards of the 50 largest public companies headquartered in North Carolina.
In 2003, the 50 largest public companies headquartered in North Carolina, 10.1% of their board members were female, and only 5.3% were people of color. In 2018, that 10.1% had gone up to 17.4% for female board members, and for people of color, the 5.3% had gone up to 9.2%. I just recently attended an event in Charlotte sponsored by 2020 Women on Board, and they reported that just in that 1 year from 2018 to 2019, the female board diversity had increased from 17.4% to 20%, and nationwide, we have achieved 20.4% female board members in the 3,000 companies that are included in the Russell 3000 Index. So that is extremely good news, but certainly not where anybody, I think, ultimately wants to be with women as 50% of the population, over 50% of the college graduates. 20% is a good number, but not near what it should be at 50%. Richard Stick Williams is a now retired executive from Duke Energy in Charlotte, and we invited him a number of years ago to attend the North Carolina Bank Directors College as a diversity candidate. And at that time, the college was 6 days over the course of a summer, so it was a pretty significant commitment on his part to attend without being a bank director at that point in time. But because of those 6 days of interaction with other sitting bank directors, he was asked to be on a community bank board in Charlotte. That bank was later purchased by another bank. He went on that other bank's board, and then subsequent to that was asked to be on the board of Coca-Cola Consolidated Bottlers in Charlotte. He is a great success story of how when excellent people are identified and brought to the attention of corporate leaders, they are welcomed into the corporate boardroom and make significant contributions there. So sometimes it's companies that are looking specifically for women and people of color trying to diversify the board and gain the benefits from that diversification.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, proudly presented by Wells Fargo in partnership with UNC Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, go to the Town Square section of chapelboro.com.